Every year when Mile High Profits Summit is over, we get dozens and dozens of messages and social media posts, and we get tagged where people say, man, I didn't know it was happening. Man, I should have gone. I dragged my feet and then the tickets were gone. Whatever it is, guys, don't let this be you. Take action right now. Surround yourself with other FWs who are working on their business. They're working on themselves. They're building a strong personal life, a strong home life, and a strong business. You become who you hang with. Hit the link. Get your ass to Mile High Profit Summit.
My man, Tim Catrone. How are you, sir?
DJ, what's going on, my man? So, Derek, I woke up this morning. I had this thought in my head. It was a question, actually. It was a question I was going to propose to you because I know we were recording today. You ready?
Okay.
All right, put your hat on.
Yeah, sure. Give it. I have no idea where we're going.
Okay. Derek, what was the first vehicle you rolled up to do a consult?
1984, baby blue, Jeep CJ7 with holes in the floor and vice grips for a shifter. Mm-hmm. Because on the way to the consult, my shifter broke off and I just happened to have a tool bag with me. And the only thing I could grab was a pair of vice grips and I clamped them to that little nub sticking out. Mm-hmm. And then I had a short shifter. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh God.
True story.
What do you think? Were you mindful? Did you even think about what the person thought of that you're meeting when they saw you roll up? I mean, you parked down the street. What was that? How'd you do that?
So for me, which is funny, I thought it kind of, because as a landscaper, I thought it kind of looked like a landscape rig, right? Big 33s on it, cool Jeep, top off. The only reason top was off because I didn't have one to begin with. So I thought it kind of looked the part.
So you felt confident that no matter what you were driving had nothing to do with whether you would sell the job or not.
No. I mean, in retrospect, I think it gave me a leg up because it looked like I couldn't. Well, it looked like I was cheap. How about that? It looked like I was affordable. So why wouldn't they hire me?
Yeah. So if that's the case, then rolling up on a piece of garbage, and I'm sure I had holes in the floors, that didn't bother you then. Then why is it then? I hear rumblings in the Contractor Fight Free group is that somebody rolling up in a sweet ass sports car would be any different in selling a job than somebody like yourself rolled up in an old Jeep.
Well, it's head trash. It's like all the stories there was somebody that told me a story that their dad, maybe it's you. Their dad had a Cadillac, and he always parked it behind the business because he did not want anybody to see that brand new Cadillac because they would automatically assume that he charges too much and he's making too much money. So he never parked it out front. He always parked it in the back. It's a perception thing.
Yeah, it wasn't me, but yeah, totally perception. And the thing is whose perception? Who's judging who? I know, Derek, I've been into people's homes and done consults where they have like – the dining room furniture was folding aluminum yard chairs, like lawn chairs. But they had, at the time, I mean, probably about 5 years ago, they had $30,000 to invest into a waterfall. They have the money, but they just don't show it.
Sure.
Then there's people who don't have it, but then show it. The premise is, Derek, no matter what you're driving, it should have no bearing on whether you're selling a job or not. And judging somebody, and you know yourself, you see people, contractors driving around town, and that was Steve Schinholz's thing, right? The big Ford with the dualies and stuff like that. Showboating when they really have no business. They run an unhealthy company and all the money is tied up in their truck.
Yeah. I used to trust those guys, by the way. I thought that they knew how to run a business because they had that.
Right. So what we're doing is we're comparing ourselves to the guys who had the nice trucks, figuring that they had things figured out and they were successful. What we drive, I mean, Derek, I remember showing up for a concert. We still have it. It's an F-250, which pipes. No, there's no, not a cherry bomb. I'm just talking about pipes running out the back. There was a farthest thing from peace and happiness and harmony of putting a water feature in somebody's yard and rolling up to them with that 460 with straight pipes into their yard. There was nothing peaceful about it at all. No. And I never gave a second thought to it. Never. You know, I drove my... until probably like last year, I would show up to consults in my Hyundai, an old Hyundai Elantra with 200,000 miles on it. Sold millions from that car. Millions.
Sure.
why would it be any different if I roll up in a brand new truck as if I roll up in an old car? And whose head trash would it be that they're going to judge me for what I drive?
It's their own head trash. Now there's a couple sides to this. I think it why would it not, if I show up in a nice ride, why would that not show that I'm successful? Why wouldn't that not show that I'm actually running a proper business? And I think it can. But then I also think of if we sell over the phone, and that's what we do. This is Shin Food Process. We literally sell over the phone. And we don't close every job over the phone. So what does it matter? Because I have a Porsche now. What does it matter if I roll up in a Porsche? Because I've already sold the job anyway. What does it matter? So there's not, it's like, so that's the beauty of this. I can remove that. And then I feel like if I do show up in a nice ride, I'm showing confidence and they've already agreed to the price. So what's the big deal? It's all head trash. But then there is some people that will think that you make too much money and you're going to overcharge them. And then you even go to some athletes. I hear this all the time. There's a lot of times because Nashville, just the area they live in, there's a lot of athletes with the Tennessee Titans, with the Predators, and even a lot of artists in general. A lot of people don't like you to know who they are because you might take advantage of them.
Every year when Mile High Profits Summit is over, we get dozens and dozens of messages and social media posts, and we get tagged where people say, man, I didn't know it was happening. Man, I should have gone. I dragged my feet and then the tickets were gone. Whatever it is, guys, don't let this be you. Take action right now. Surround yourself with other FWs who are working on their business. They're working on themselves. They're building a strong personal life, a strong home life, and a strong business. You become who you hang with. Hit the link. Get your ass to Mile High Profit Summit.
No, I get that. You know, you and I, we take vacations. We may post pictures of our families or our cars or our trucks or places we visit. I go fishing and saying, hey, that guy is going to charge me more because he likes nice things. And that's 100% in my head. It's in your head. It has nothing to do with clients. Clients want to be around people who are confident, who are successful. They don't want people. I mean, there are some clients who want the cheapest contractor, and that is not us. We serve, I don't know, I would say the upper 10%. Would that be a fair number?
I think that's very fair.
Yeah. And they expect to, you know, they want nice things. They want to work with nice people. And to be honest with you, Derek, I'm on a level playing field with the people I serve, I mean, the people we work for. We're the same, whether they're a doctor or whatever they are, pilot, we're all the same. We're just trying to get through life and enjoy stuff. Thinking that what I drive or where I go or where I eat has no bearing. There was no bearing at all on me showing up to a consult and what I charge. Yeah. The prices are the prices. Other prices would cost me to run a business. They're in print. They're on my website. They're there for everybody to see. Now, I know, and I've talked to, you know, all the contractors, and Ben comes to mind, your friend Ben, our friend. Yeah. He bought an expensive watch for himself. Did you see that watch?
You know, actually, it's so funny. It was just a couple of weeks ago that I saw it. I just noticed it.
Yeah. You know what he said? He said that it makes him feel more powerful when he wears it, more confident. And if I have a nice vehicle, right? If I have a nice vehicle, if I have a nice watch, if I have new shoes or I dress differently and it makes me feel special, then why the hell wouldn't you? If I'm going to do a job better because I have a better tool, then why wouldn't I own it? We shouldn't be worried about what customers think of us. If we're doing the right thing, we're bringing the fire when we come to this space. It should not matter what we drive up to the job site. And I remember, you know, just a total far-fetched thing. You know, do you remember the movie The Money Pit with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Right. So the guy rolls up in the Corvette with the music blaring. Hurry up, write me a check. You know, that's not befitting of what, you know, we're not like that. We're not rolling up like that, smelling like cologne and stuff like that. It's for me, Derek, my vehicle is a means of transportation. I want to be comfortable. Yes, I have air conditioning. Yes, I have power windows. That's everybody does that. You know, it's not a luxury. That's how we roll.
I wear flip-flops to consultations, deposit collections.
Yeah, I don't get that. I'm sorry, but hippie toes.
It doesn't, people don't not hire me because of that. They see my relaxed lifestyle, my demeanor.
No, I get it. I get it. I mean, I'm casual. I'm not wearing a suit or a tie to a consult.
They call them Tennessee work boots.
But, you know, that post this morning, I just read it, and I know this recording's going to come out in a couple of weeks, but just kept me super mindful of how we show up and maybe these things that are hiding in our head and limiting us to having nice things. If there's one thing I am sure of, Derek, is that we are created to be human beings and to be on this earth and to be happy. And who is to say what happiness is for us? In a conversation I had this morning with my good friend Mark, buying shizuis, you know, koi, brings him happiness.
Yeah,
if a sports car brings you happiness, then freaking go get it. Yeah, it has nothing to do with my clients. It's about me. It's about my happiness here on earth. I have to be happy.
You know what it makes me? You know what makes me happy, Tim?
If they do, tell me about it.
Yeah, when I'm in my Porsche and I put it in Sport Plus mode and I can hear those twin turbos humming, that makes me really happy.
Yeah, that's
every single time. I can't help it.
You got to be mindful.
My neighbors are probably like, this guy does not mind the speed limit.
This guy.
No, not supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as that's all they're thinking. Because you know what? To steal happiness away from you to make themselves happy. And there are people out there who do that and judge you. It's like, yeah, I don't care, dude. I'm showing up to bring happiness to somebody's space, to change their lives. And whether I'm driving a sports car, whether I'm driving a truck, whether I'm driving an old beat up Hyundai, it has nothing to do with why I'm there at their home. Nothing, absolutely nothing. It has to do with me feeling better about myself and transportation.
It's getting there fast, especially if I'm late for a consult. I can get there quicker. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, get to the bank quicker, right? You're great, dude.
Here's the thing. Let's wrap this up. But I think what has happened to you, start out, you're driving an old Beater Jeep, and I get an old Dodge truck, and then I ended up getting a 2000 F-250 Super Duty that I couldn't afford. So I had to sell it, and then I ended up getting an 86. I just couldn't afford it. So I got an 86 Ford F-150, and then I've worked my way all the way through different vehicles. But what has happened is my clientele were ragged 84 Jeep CJ7s back then. Now my clientele are customers that drive Porsches, Lamborghinis, you name it, go down the list of it. That's my clients now. So there, I think it's not a big deal when you reach a certain point of your happiness and you have certain things and you have a certain amount of money in your bank account and you have a responsible, thriving business and you take care of your team, because I'm not going to drive a Porsche and my team's going to suffer. No, my team are going to be able to have a nice lifestyle as well. So my clientele has changed. So it doesn't matter what I drive. It's based on the clientele and how far I've come.
You create your own level of happiness, Derek, because everybody's got a different meaning of happiness. So if driving a Porsche, if driving a Ford, if driving a whatever sports car you like, drive that. Drive that. That's if it makes you feel better, go do it, because it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with your ability to sell. I mean, indirectly, it does with making you feel good. But as far as growing up in somebody's yard and they're judging you that you have a piece of crap car or a real nice car, has no bearing on what we're bringing to this space. But yeah, that's my message, is just be mindful of that, because it really doesn't matter. And don't judge people who don't drive or do drive something nice.
Yeah, you never know. Sam Walton.
Yeah. All right, bud. I'm out. I'll see you next week.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man.